Well, we moved from half hunger, in fact, the proportion of unnourished people, to a bold goal that's to eradicate hunger and poverty. I think that this move from reducing to eradicate is a big move. So I have a great expectation that this can mobilize the political support that we need to achieve a bold goal. I think that we have all the conditions to do it. There is enough food for all nowadays. Will be enough food for all in 2030. So we have the material conditions to do it. And it's now it's up to the countries to take the decision to implement the plan to eradicate. FAO is prepared to support the country's demand to help to implement food security for all.
Many countries, they can have political will, but then conflicts happen. Is this a challenge for countries like Yemen and Syria?
Nowadays, the problem that we have focused is basically the country in conflicts, particularly those countries in protected crisis, as we say. Yemen is one of the last one, but we have others like Central Africa, Republic Syria. North of Africa in general is affected by conflicts a long time. So for that, there is a relationship between peace and food security. You don't have peace if you don't have food security, but you also don't have food security if you don't have peace. And the move is up to the United Nations and the Security Council to implement peace.